Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
We continue with our weekend health feature, and we wish a happy Sunday and happy Father's Day to Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital. Hope you're having a great Dad's Day so far, Doc.
Dean, thanks, and shout out to my dad, who's the reason I got into medicine to begin with, so thank you.
Oh, fantastic. That's so nice. So being a doctor on Father's Day, does that mean that, you know, your kids can't, you know, they have to live in a plastic bubble, or, you know, they get extra attention? What does that mean exactly?
That means if anybody's bleeding, if anybody's lying on the ground, it's up to their mother to sort that out. I'm off duty.
Yeah, not punched in right now. And I wondered if it was, you know, like the carpenter's house is always in need of repair. The painter's house is always in need of another coat. I wondered if that was the case. So related to that, though, because it's Father's Day, I thought today we should talk about medical issues that dads should be aware of. I think I read someplace that heart disease is the number one concern, not only just for fathers, but I think for both men and women. But it's definitely something that fathers should pay some attention to, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's what could be more important than your heart. It's the number one cause of death for men. And it represents a fifth of all male deaths in the United States. So that's, you know, that's significant. And so you got to take care of your heart, you know, both physically and also in terms of, you know, just in terms of your well-being. It's really important. And there are so many things that you can do, even in spite of risk factors, to improve your heart health. And, you know, the biggest thing is do what you love. Find something that you enjoy doing and try and reduce stress. Because that, to me, that's the great unknown, although we do know that stress plays a huge role in inflammation in the body. And so that would be my number one advice. I know it's not easy, and I'm not saying that it is, but pursue that above all else.
Well, I always think about what my doctor tells me. You know, definitely, you know, I eat better and exercise more. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, my schedule, blah, blah, blah. He goes, really? Mr. Big Shot, you don't have 20 minutes? You don't have 20 minutes to spare to get on a treadmill or, you know, take a walk around the neighborhood, something, 20 minutes? And put that way with, you know, a generous layer of guilt on it, you do have to give that a little bit of extra thought.
Well, and even if you only have 10 minutes for a quick high-intensity workout, either a rapid walk around the block or even going up and down the stairs in your house, if you can't, you know, find a way to break away, it's really important, and it can help prolong your life.
What about diet with relation to heart health? What are the best tips that people can follow for dad today? I would imagine that a lot of people today are going to be out on the grill. They're going to be putting some big old delicious steaks on the grill. Those are not necessarily the most healthy things in the world that you could be feeding your father, right?
Dean, you're laying guilt on to me because
was that
I
your plan for today?
Steak in the fridge.
Yeah, that was your plan for today. All right.
Well, that was my plan. I'm scrapping it, though. I'm going to go get a piece of salmon. No, I think you know everything in moderation. But you're right. You're right that the Mediterranean style diet has consistently been linked to lower heart attack risk and lower stroke risk. And that just means leafy greens and berries, nuts and whole grains and fatty fish, like, as I mentioned, salmon or even sardines. That is the pathway in general to lower inflammation and longer living from a dietary perspective.
All right, dads, you're in for a treat with the big sardine feast that's coming today. How about one of the obvious ones, prostate cancer? How should men be looking out to make sure that they are free of that?
Yeah, so second most common cancer in men after skin cancer, interestingly.
Really? Yes.
But also, you know, if you're going to have a cancer, prostate cancer is certainly one of the cancers that tends to be more survivable. But the screening is the key. And it depends on your risk. And so those men who have had prostate cancer in the family in a relative under 65, or African-American men and specifically are higher risk, those folks should start getting screened at the age of 40. And then after that, from 45 onward, really 50 is kind of the cutoff. Talk to your doctor about, you know, what they want to do. And it can be, the invasive type with the, you know, I'm going to put my glove on and check. But there's also blood tests. The PSA is very well known, although it's a squirrely test because it can be elevated for a variety of reasons. But really the key is, get in and see your doctor. In terms of diet, Dean, they do say that try to reduce the red meat to lower your risk of prostate cancer. Not a huge link, but a light link. And so, you know, look, anything we can have control over is something that can go in the toolkit. So I mentioned right. it.
Yeah, that's another thing that my doctor had said to me. There are so many things over which we do not have control. Genetics, you know, if you have, you know, your parents or other relatives who have had heart disease or cancer or diabetes or whatever, you may be at risk for those, and there's nothing you can do about that. But there are plenty of things that you can do to have a longer life. And, you know, those are the things. Hate to nag you, everybody, but, you know, these are some of the things you want to be around your families, I hope, and your families want you to be around. So, you know, why not take a few steps to be as healthy as possible? That's really the nicest Father's Day gift that you can give or receive today, it seems to me.
I think so. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, if you're a dad, obviously you have offspring, and whether they're young boys who are going to be hopefully dads one day themselves, or young girls who may be moms one day, you want to set the be the role model and set them on a path to health. And so, I give my dad a lot of credit. He's very, very health conscious and focused on these things. And he's, I think, passed along some good habits to me. So maybe the best gift you can give your kid is the gift of healthy habits.
407 area code says, how important is it to not only know your dad's medical history, but also your mom's, and pass that information on to kids? It's not a terrible idea to sit down and write all that stuff down, is it?
Oh, it's so important, particularly because your mother had a father and a brother when we're talking about men's health, but just in health in general, you know, there may be a condition that you're not aware of that you're at risk for and you can actually do something about. That's the power, is that you know that there's something in the family that you want to be watching for, then you can look for it. If you don't know, you can't act.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more. Dr. Jeremy Silver from Kishwaukee Hospital, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital, 312-981-7200. If you've got a question or comment, Dr. Jeremy Silver, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital, on the line with the Weekend Health. And joining us from Moreland Park is Janice. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. So my question is, in general, it's about Lyme disease, but I'm calling, and I know the doctor is not a veterinarian, but my dog contracted Lyme disease, and it's I've never known about this disease before, but I'm realizing it's horrific. But I am hearing it's on the uprise also for people. So I'm just was wondering what he any information on this, because this is the first time I'm dealing with Lyme disease.
What can you tell us about that, Dr. Silver, about, you know, bugs, ticks, now that the weather is getting much nicer and we're outside more often, what kinds of things should we beware of?
Great question, and thanks for it. In terms of dogs, what I understand, so first of all, Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness. And it's basically a tiny little type of microbe that the tick carries around that can get inside your body and cause a lot of problems in your joints, and it can even lead to heart problems and really debilitating disease, chronic pain. From my understanding, dogs actually do well with the antibiotics, which incidentally I believe are the same antibiotics that humans get. So I hope that your dog does okay. I love dogs. I will say that the key for Lyme disease, it's everywhere. And by the way, it's not the only tick that we're seeing now in Illinois. There's a whole variety of ticks that initially, 20 years ago, maybe we'd see, down in the southern parts of North and South America. And now they're moving steadily north. And so the key is prevention. So these critters like to hang out where there are deer, and specifically, high risk areas like tall grass, or even if you go golfing, they can be seen on a golf course. And so the key is, they recommend socks over your pants and really long sleeve clothing, and then surveillance. So if you go for a hike with your kids and you come home at the end of the day, throw them in the bath and look them over completely naked. And really do the same for yourself. And if you have a significant other, help each other out, particularly in the summer months when it's nice and warm. I know it sounds neurotic and maybe a little crazy, but if you can pull the tick off within the first 24 hours, the risk of illness is almost zero.
Yeah. In future weeks, let's get into talking about mosquitoes and West Nile and things like that, because, that's on the uprise with, people being outside so much these days. Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital. Happy Father's Day again. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Dean, thank you. Have a great day.